Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 26th day of Sivan Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumos, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Dalet. Bamed Varam Amorim. This goes on the previous Mishnah. When do we say that the partners who gave Truma from the same grain, one after another, that Rabbi Akiva maintains that the Truma of both of them are going to be valid, but only to half of what they give, because we say that since one gave and the other one gave, we say that each one's truma is only being given for their half. So half of what they gave as truma is only going to be truma, and the half of the next partner is only going to be truma. When do we say this? This is b'sholei diber, when the first fellow did not get reshus, did not get authority from his friend to take truma. He just did it off his own bat. So he did it of his own bat, so we say he probably meant to give it only for his portion. And the friend likewise. Avol hirusha. But what if one partner gave the other partner and said, they gave authority, and he said, take truma. Similarly, if a person gave his esben beisai, even if it wasn't his partner, even if it was someone of his household, or his avdoi, or his abbot, or his shivchosoi, or his maidservant, literally, he told him to take truma. Trumose truma, then the truma will be a proper truma, in full. It'll be a proper truma, the first person. Because a person can give a truma through a shliach. You can appoint an agent. Now, what happens if a person did appoint an agent? He gave an authority to someone to take his truma. But then, bitel, says the Mishnah, what happens if he's mevatel? He cancels the authority. But the shliach didn't know about it. Im ad shalei torem bitel, if before his agent, his shliach, took the truma, he cancelled it. Ain't trumas a truma. So we say the truma's not going to be truma. Why? Because it comes out at the time that the agent, that his shliach, took the truma, he was unauthorized. The fellow had already, the owner had already told him, had already cancelled it. Didn't tell him, but cancelled it. Now, the Rishalmi adds the following qualification. We're talking here about a case where the agent, the shliach, didn't do exactly what his owner, what the boss told him to do, what the mishlech told him to do. And so we say that coupled with the fact that the owner cancelled the shlichus, works to mevatel it, providing he hasn't done the truma yet, he hasn't taken it yet. But let's say the agent did exactly as he was told, and then the mishlech decided to cancel it. Then the truma is going to be truma. Can't cancel it anymore. And that's how the Rambam paskens. But we're talking about a case where he did change. He did a bit of a change so that the Mishalech can cancel the Shlichos. Says the Mishnah further, V'im Mishatoram Bitel. If the fellow, the Shliach, had already taken the Truma, and then the owner's Mavatalat, he cancels it after the fellow already took it, too late. Truma's a Truma. The Truma will be a Truma, even if he changed a little bit of what he said. Why? Because once he's already taken Truma, that's it. He had authority to take it. The Truma is already effective. Now, the next case the Mishnah is talking about is workers. People that are workers, are they automatically assumed to be authorized? Hapoyalim ein lahen rishus litraim. Says the Mishnah, no, they don't. Workers that are working with the produce of an owner, they have no permission to take truma, unless they got clear authority from the owner. Chutz min hadoreches, except for the workers that are actually treading upon the grapes, they're actually pressing the grapes. Why? Shehein metaminis agas miyad. Because these workers are working, are processing the grapes at a point where if they wanted to, they could have metame, they could make the whole wine tame. Because once all the juice comes out, the grapes become what we call mukhsha lekabel tuma. They become susceptible to receive tuma. So therefore we say that if the balabais, if the owner, gave them, these workers, the authority to tread and to crush the grapes, and he trusts them, then it's automatically assumed they're like his shlichim, they're like his agents as far as truma is concerned. And if they took truma, even if the owner didn't explicitly tell them to or authorize them to, the truma will be valid. Some learn that we're talking here about owners who are amaratzim, normally not trusted for truma, who hired workers that are chaverim. Chaverim means people who are careful about tumatara. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that the workers are authorized to take truma, even if they didn't get explicit authority, because the owners who are maratzin, they would make everything tamei from the time of dricha, of the time of pressing. They would be quite happy that the workers who are more frum, who are more mahadir, that they would take the truma before the owners make a tuma. And that's probably why they hired these workers who are chaverim, who are more frum, so they should separate the truma betara. Others learn differently. Mishnah. Now, we've learned earlier on in Masechta Demai that sometimes a person does not have to actually separate the Truma and Maaser, but he gives it a name. He calls it Truma. He calls it Maaser. And that itself can give it a status of Truma or Maaser. Our Mishnah is going to elaborate how this works. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer, a person who says, Trumas hakri ze besoichoi. The truma of this pile of grain is in the grain. Or he says, the meiser of it is in the pile. Trumas meiser ze besoichoi. And then he says, the truma of the meiser, which means the tenth of the tenth, which normally the Levi would give to the Kohen, is in the pile as well. So he didn't separate anything. Except with his words, he declared that there's truma inside it, maaser inside it, trumas maaser inside it. Is this effective? Says Rabbi Shimon, Omer Koroshem. Rabbi Shimon says what he said is valid, and the truma is truma, the maaser is maaser, and the maaser of the maaser, the tenth of the tenth will be it. And he has to take it from that bundle. And he can't take it from anywhere else. It has to be from here. How do you know this? The Gebavli learns that even though the Torah says Reishis Degoncha, the first of your grain, and we made a drasha, the first means you have to take it in such a way that the Sheyoreha Anikurim, that you can see the remainder of it. The fact that it says the first you shall give to Truma, the first you shall give, is implying that there's a balance that is visible. But here, where's the balance visible? It's all still in the pile. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon holds that because he used the word besoichoi inside of it, that's mashma in the middle of the pile, and that's a good enough area to be called a defined area. We call that makom mesuyim, and everywhere around the middle, that's considered the balance. That's considered visibly a visible balance. The Chacham say, no, that's not a valid declaration. Just by saying that the Truma is in it, that the Maaser is in it. You have to be more specific. Ad Sheyoma Bitzvoinoi Obidrama. It's not Truma until he actually declares an area like the north of it, or the south of this pile. Then we say, that's called a Makom Mesuyim, that's called a defined area. You've given it a specific area. That's called Koroshem. Rabbi Lozo Chisma Omer, he says, Ha'omer Trumas Hakri Mimenu Olav, one who says that the Truma of this pile is from itself on it. He didn't even say the word Besoicha. He didn't even say inside it, which implies the middle of it. Even that Koroshem, to him, that's called, Rabbi Lozo Chisma holds, that's valid. The Truma is okay. Aye, what about the drasha of Reishis, from which we learn that the leftover has to be visible, has to be recognized? So he doesn't hold of it. He doesn't hold of that drasha. So therefore, Rav Loza Chisma says it's not necessary that the balance, that the remaining grain should be nikonim, should be recognized. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ha'omer Isur Maaser Zeh, Osoy Trumas Maaser Alav, Koroshem. He says if a tenth of this Maaser will be Trumas Maaser on it, he didn't separate it yet, he just says that the tenth of it is in it, that's Koroshem, that's a valid calling of a name, that's called a valid declaration, that'll be Trumas Maaser, the tenth of the tenth, that'll go to the Kohen. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, according to the Rabbi Tanura and Rabbi Shimshon, they learn that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is arguing with Rabbi Shimon, which we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says that one who says the Trumas Maaser is in it, then he says that'll be okay. You don't have to separate the Maaser first and then take a Maaser of that or say a Maaser of that. He says that you can even say the Trumas Maaser of this pile of grain is in it, and that's good enough. Even though you haven't separated the miser from which you take the Trumas miser. Remember, Trumas miser is a tenth of a tenth. Rabbi Shimon says you don't even have to take the tenth, the 10% initially, to be able to say that this is the tenth of it is in it. He says in the whole pile of grain, that's good enough. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, it's not good enough. He says that you must first separate at least the Maisa Rishon, the first 10%. Then you can say, okay, the Isur of this Maisa, the tenth of this tenth, will be Trumas Maisa on it. That'll be valid. There are other ways of learning it, but that's the way how the Rashi, Rabbeinu Shimshon, and the Bar Tanura and Tiferes Yisrael learn Pshat.